Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College, and also from WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special that will reach out and grab at least some of you some of the time. And hopefully some of them tonight will grab you. Every now and then I put in something odd, a story, a joke, a reading, maybe a recording I made, and I call those odd things Wombats. And so that's my title, Wombats and Music. And there is a wombat planned for tonight, and I'll let you know when it's there. But we're going to start off with country music. This is Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight by the Oak Ridge Boys. And life is full of drama, life is full of stories. Into every life, drama will come. In this case, it's a young lady leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight, sung by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand, such a sad case. So brokenhearted. She said, Mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around, I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. This is down in the swamp land, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lengthy speeches. There ain't no time for lengthy speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana. Things go round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight by the Oak Ridge Boys. Into each life, angels will come. If we're lucky, we'll notice them. I noticed one in my life, Eva Cassidy. It's only her voice I know. There are hardly any recordings, videos of her. She died young before she became famous. After she died, her album sold millions. She had the top album of the year 2 years in a row after her death. And this is Eva Cassidy's voice, an angel in my life. And the song she's singing this time is Fields of Gold.
among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left we'll walk in fields of gold. We'll walk in fields of gold.
Of Gold by Eva Cassidy. The next song is Rocks and Gravel by Ian and Sylvia. Ian and Sylvia are a Canadian couple that really became very popular during the folk music revival of the late 50s, early 60s, and this is one of their songs that I remember very well. Rocks and Gravel by Ian and Sylvia.
Well, if I'd have known the captain was blind, darling. If I'd have known the cam was blind, darling, darling. If I'd have known the cam was blind, I wouldn't have gone to work till 9:30, darling, darling. Well, I asked him for the time of day, darling, darling. I asked him for the time of day, darling, darling. I asked him for the time of day. Got so mad he threw his watch away, darling, darling.
Well, it's early in the morning, Noel, when I rise, Lordy, mama. It's early in the morning when I rise. Well, it's early in the morning, Noel, when I rise, Lordy, mama. Well, it's early in the morning when I rise.
And Sylvia singing Rocks and Gravel. Well, next is almost a wombat. This is a musician I just discovered recently. His name is Jeff Austin, and he sings and performs his mandolin with the Yonder Mountain String Band. Jeff Austin is a virtuoso on the mandolin like none I've ever heard. And what I hear in this song is he is the rhythm section. He drives the band, and he drives it hard. And he brings in each of the soloists. There's a violin, fiddle player, a banjo player, a drummer, a guitar, and he takes some solo parts himself. But he's always there driving them along with this steady, unique rhythm that he'll create. So he starts off and he plays that rhythm until everybody's got it. And then he lets them go off on their solos. It's a long piece, but one that holds my attention for the entire time. This is called Ever in Oklahoma by Jeff Austin and the Yonder Mountain String Band.
Thank you. home up. You better move now round the ball. They'll allow no transportation. Move along, Lord, stay out of sight.
They don't care about Dallas, Texas. They don't care about Wichita. If you ever leave Oklahoma, you better move around the law.
That was Jeff Austin and the Yonder Mountain String Band playing If You're Ever in Oklahoma. Now for a little change of pace. I need to relax a little bit after that. Here's a 50s song, A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation by Marty Robbins. And it's senior prom time at high schools about this time of year. And back in those days, when this song was made, you often would find some of the kids wearing a white sport coat and a pink carnation.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Marty Robbins singing A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation. In the folk music world, in the last 100 years, one of the most important songwriters was Woody Guthrie. And one of the songs that I think shows just how much power he has with words is this one. It's Pastures of Plenty. In this case, it's sung by Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Well, it's always we ramble, this river and I, all along your green valleys I work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life need it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state in this Union, us migrants have been. Lord, we come with the dust and we go with the wind.
Mm-hmm. California, Arizona, I harvest your crops. And it's on up north to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beet from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine. Just a place on your table that lights sparkling wine. Along your green valleys I work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life needed be. 'Cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Pastures of Plenty, sung by Alison Krauss at Union Station. Country music is able to explore one area that almost no other music can get into. It's the sleazy, tacky side of the world. Sort of poor taste, poor judgment, just no art. And some of the songs really get down into the mud. And this is one of those that does that. It's called Third Rate Romance by the amazing Rhythm Aces. And if you want to just feel tacky, get into this song.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blues. Talk was small and they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it. You don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do.
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
He said, I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to. Car and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the key. She said, give it to me, and I'll unlock the door.
kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
And he said, yes, I have, but only a time for two.
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
Third rate romance by the American Rhythm Aces. A few years back, I went to a concert at the Martha Washington Inn, and the musician's name was Andrew McKnight. He's from Lincoln, Virginia, which is about midway between Winchester, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. And afterwards, I spoke with him for a few minutes, and when I told him I had a radio show, he took my address and he mailed me a CD. And on that CD was the next song, which is one of my favorite songs to sing, especially for kids. And it's got a nice story to it. It's called The Fox. It's sort of a classic old-time folk music song. So this is Andrew McKnight from Lincoln, Virginia, singing The Fox.
Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed to the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. He ran till he came to the great big pen. The ducks and the geese were kept therein. A couple of you gonna grace my chin before I leave this town. Town, oh, town, oh, couple of you gonna grace my chin before I leave this town. He grabbed a gray goose by the neck, tossed a duck upon his back, and he didn't mind a quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down. Down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind a quack, 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 and the legs all dangling. The flapjack leaped out of bed, ran to the window, cocked her head. She said,
John, the goose is gone and dead.
And the fox is on the town. Town, oh, town, oh, John, John, the goose is gone. And the fox is on the town. So Johnny ran to the top of the hill, blew his horn both loud and shrill. The fox, he said, I best flee with my kill. They'll soon be on my trail. Trail, oh, trail, oh, Foxy said, I best flee with my kill, they'll soon be on my trail. Came to his cozy den. There was a little ones, 8, 9, 10. Daddy, daddy, best go back again. It must have been a mighty fine town. Town, oh, town, oh. Daddy, daddy, best go back again. It must have been a mighty fine town. So the fox and his wife without any strife sliced that goose with a carving knife. They never had such a feast in their life. And the little ones crunched the bone. Bones, oh, bones, oh, they never had such a feast in their life, and the little ones crunched the bones. fox went out on a chilly night, prayed to the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Many a mile to go that night before he reached the town.
That was Andrew McKnight singing The Fox. Well, it's wombat time on Wombats and Music. I'll remind you that wombat is what I refer to as anything I put in that's a little odd off-center. And in this case, it's me leading a group singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And I put in wombats not for the same musical quality as the rest of the show, but just because they're different and interesting and sometimes a little weird. And also, in this case, a little bit of zest and enthusiasm from the crowd singing with me. So this is Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, sung by Harry Baya and friends.
Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Come for to carry me home. A band of angels come after me, come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, come for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming there too, come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, come for to carry me home.
That was today's wombat, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, sung by me and my friends. And you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory-Henry College. And it's my chance each week to put in songs I hope will reach out and grab you, or at least some of the time. And also put in occasional oddball things like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, today's wombat. And now we're going to move on. And the next song is almost opera. It's Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman. Both, I'm sure, are actually opera singers. And this is called Time to Say Goodbye. It starts off in Italian, but it just had a beautiful flowing feel to it. And the poignancy of this goodbye, if you've ever been through a really poignant goodbye, you'll feel it here. So this is Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman singing Time to Say Goodbye.
Sogno all'orizzonte mancano le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me, sì. Le finestre mostrano tutto il mio cuore che è acceso. Chiudi dentro me la luce che anche
sei lontana, sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. Io sì lo so che sei con me, tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me, con me.
Andrea Bocelli and Sarah Brightman singing Time to Say Goodbye. Well, it's one of those big jumps in genres coming up. We just had almost classic opera, and now we're going to have something played on a hurdy-gurdy, which is a strange instrument. It's got violin strings, but you turn a wheel. Anyway, it gives an odd sound. This is called the Reverse Dance Hurdy-Gurdy. An organ played by Andrei Vinogradov. So it's a hurdy-gurdy and organ played together.
Thank you.
reverse her dance hurdy-gurdy, played by Andrei Vinogradov. A lot of what I call folk music dates back hundreds of years and often is more historically descriptive than anything else. And it's interesting to me to think that a lot of other music went back along with folk music, but we just don't refer to it as folk music. Anyway, this following song, which I believe is Scottish, is the Queen of Argyll. And my best guess is it's a few hundred years old, maybe more than that. And it's definitely folk music. And it's singing about the beauty of a woman. And we'll contrast it with the contents of the next song, which is much more current. So this is the Queen of Argyll, sung by Andy Stewart.
My duty to inform you of one beauty, though I'd ask of you a favor, no, to seek her for a while. Though I own she is a creature of character and feature, no words can paint the picture of the Queen of all Argyll. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. They bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyll. On the evening that I mentioned, I passed with light intention through a part of our dear country known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, but above them all for splendor shone the Queen of all Argyll. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyll. Must leave you. My intention's no to grieve you, nor indeed would I deceive you. Oh, I'll see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, to court her and retain her. I fear my heart's in danger from the Queen of all Argyll. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyll. And if you could have seen her, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the marble in her smile. All the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for not one could match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyll.
Queen of Argyll by Andy Stewart. And that just has an ancient feel to it. It's just like going back in time. Now the next song, Alimony by Ry Cooder, it could not have come from 200 years or more ago. It just is too different. The subject matter, alimony, is... You just don't find songs about alimony in deep folk music going way back. But also the rhythms, the style, everything about it is modern. It's from recent times. And it's interesting that music has such a clear identity to tell you when it was made. But alimony does that. So this is Alimony by Ry Cooder. That was Alimony by Rye Cooter. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for songs I hope reach out and grab you. I hope some of them do. And like the last one, Alimony, it grabbed me. I won't get into the fact that I think I once paid alimony. I did indeed. But it's now time to close the show, Wombats and Music, and I have a traditional closing. It's audience participation time, so it's your chance to join me. Please join me right now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.